Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to ask a few questions today. Pay attention. Don't ever ask Dirty Birdie. You a blood or a crip. You keep...
You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in. Yeah, you are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fam Radio.
Yeah, we live, man. I'm up in here with Ill Wood. He drinking on this little shit that he just got.
Yeah, we in the building, man. Y'all know what it is. First Fan Radio, the rawest, slickest blog talk radio show. My boy Saffodawa in the building with us, y'all.
I don't even think Saffodawa ain't
in the building with us. But y'all know.
He'll be here momentarily.
As we move on.
But we see we got a call out of the 706 area.
Already. Let's go. Let's get it.
Calling in, you know what I'm saying? So what we're going to do is we're going to bring the caller in out to 706. You know what I mean? You live on Air First Fair Radio.
Whoa, what's down with you? Here's the man.
Well, all right. You here, baby, First Fan Radio. What's good with you, baby? It's Ill Wood.
What's going on? You hear me? It's your boy, Space Jam. You feel me? My boy, Cypress, the PA, told me to call in and show some love, you dig?
What's going on with you, boy?
That's that Apex. That's that Apex Music Group movement.
Yes, you already know Apex in the building.
Yeah, that's right. That's okay.
We also got King Hollow in the building, man.
What's happening? What's happening? You already know what it is, man. The champ, the belt holder, whatever the fuck you want to call me, nigga. I'm in the building.
What's going down tonight, man? Y'all know what it is, man. We're in the building. King Hollow, my man Space Jam, Apex, Super Union, First Family. Y'all know what it is, man. It's going down like that. Let's get it, Jizzle. What's up? What we got going? Man, listen. I had a talk with a brother today, man, and I have to give a shout out to. I don't know if you can see the show or not. But DJ Ramsey.
Father Ramsey, man.
I'm not a young boy, but I've been hearing his name a lot when I was young. And now I find out the real good brother, man, real wise brother. No, I mean, shout out to motherfucking Father Ramsey, man.
I'm trying to get somebody on the line, y'all. That's why y'all hear that going on, man. We saying what's hood in the hood, if you know what I'm
y'all
talking about.
Y'all know what's going on, man. I wish I had a paper today, man. I got a paper. The police shot a brother today in my town. And for some strange reason, it's like that's becoming a real fad in Trenton. Like the police shooting us. But...
Yeah. It's not a fad, it's just a trend, they shooting us down here.
Like, nah, word is bond hollow, like, it's coming to the point to where it's, though, like, it should have been like this, but now it's coming to the point, cats is looking like, whoa, they really popping out, like, they regular, like, they the stupid kids and popping us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you'll still go around the corner and try to pop that little Ray now. Now, I mean, that's what I don't understand. If y'all see what's going on in the town, and you heard what Hollow said, it's not just Trenton.
It's everywhere.
Well, they popping niggas with no weapons in a drug bust. You know what I'm saying?
And these dudes getting shot. Now, how you shoot dude in a drug bust and y'all got no weapons? You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy, but I guess... You know, just for the simple fact that the dude name was, his nickname was Guns.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? Was he known to carry guns? Yes. You know what I'm saying? Yes, he was. But I don't even want to put the whole situation out there on the air like that, because that'd be on some other shit. But, you know, I'm pretty sure, you know what I mean, everybody on the net. Go to TrentonTonian.com and you can, catch that article, man. I just had to put that out there because the paper, it fucks me up. Like, I stopped reading the paper for a long time because I already knew when I was on the front page, it was either going to be one of my brothers getting locked up for a long-ass time, or one of them done shot somebody, or one of them done went crazy.
At one point, you get tired of even looking at the news because it's always fast.
My point exactly, y'all.
White girl got kidnapped and fucked in the ass, okay? Cool.
And now that you say that, right, you know they got that little Kaylee little girl that got murdered by her mom or whatever. They got that little case going on. This case been going on for almost 3 months. You know what I'm saying? With Rodney King, you don't even hear listen to this, though. When the last time, and I want everybody to call in and tell me, when the last time you heard anything, even a tweak or a squirt or a spit about Sean Bell?
You haven't heard shit else about Sean Bell. You're not going to hear shit else about Sean Bell. He's black. And I mean, not to be racist or nothing. You know, these crackers, they look at us all as the same. You understand? But when it's that little white girl in trouble, all of a sudden the nation cares. You know, and that's the fuck.
Exactly. Exactly. So I say that to say this, like, man, wising up, man. Wake up, man. Wising up and wake up, man. Because this shit is about us now, man. If we ain't going to hold us down, we going to go down. I'm telling
right.
you, we all might as well just go on the boat.
God damn!
Titanic.
For real, you know what I'm saying? Check out, you know, it's cold in this water right now, man. It's cold
get
in this
it.
Water, man.
Get
without
it.
Leonardo DiCaprio, you know what I'm talking about?
I did not know that's right. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, we got to wisen up, man. We really do, man. And for the cat job, man, cats got kids. I guess cats just make kids just to say, all right, this the cat that's going to live through me. For the simple fact, because, and I'm not saying every cat. And I'm not saying every guy, but every you know, all the guys that's got these kids, especially little girls. I'm big on cats that got little girls.
So if you got a little girl, you better take care of
them. Because I sit on my porch.
You know what I'm saying? That's right there.
I'm telling you, I live about, I'll say, less than 20 minutes from a high school. And I just see these little 13 and 14-year-old girls walking through here dressed like they going to motherfucking club. Like they
run that shit back.
Club Mirage or some shit.
Yeah, like they done stole some clothes out their mom's club.
Yeah, walking around with booty shorts and shit. And I ain't
yeah.
At 13
to 14. But soon she turned 16, you want to know why little Shaquisha knocked up. I mean, I don't know, man. It's just That song Whitney Houston made, man, it probably, I mean, this may sound corny to some people, but the children are our future. And if we don't teach
them,
they're
supposed to be our future, but you know what I'm saying? To touch on that shit right there, you know what I'm saying? If you raise a dumbass kid, he's gonna have a dumbass environment. And that's all I got to say about it. I don't give a damn what mama want to jump on the line and say that shit. If you raise a dumbass kid, that's all he's going to be, a dumbass.
Absolutely right. No, you ain't say nothing wrong about that because... It goes to show, like, for example, like, one of my peoples, all his peoples knew back in the day since he was little was guns. He knew if he had a gun in his hand that he could make somebody give up anything they have in their pocket. So as he got older and he see them come back in the house with jewels and coats and bags and stuff, this is all he's seen. So now this guy's coming up. He's turning 15, 16, 17, 18. He's running around bonkers. So
that
goes.
When that motherfucking first prison sentence hit his ass, he'll sit his ass.
Exactly. And this is what I'm saying. So, you know, that goes back to say to the parent. If you raise a drug dealer or pistol holder, that's what the hell they gonna be.
Just a toting drug dealer, you know what I'm saying? And then they're gonna have half the knowledge. Because you ain't telling them everything about the dope game.
Exactly.
You ain't telling them
motherfucking
it's
ups and downs
to this shit.
Oh, no, man. I
just show the serious part of having the bags and shit. You ain't show them, goddamn, if you go to jail, this is how you do that shit when you go to jail.
Exactly. Exactly. You just show them glamorous and how big of a car he can have and how big of a house he can have. And he just seen all that. He just seen how fly they got every time they came back. That's all he's seen.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Real niggas don't want their kids to be no dope dealer, no
trial. Oh, no, not at all, man. Not at
Hell
all.
No. You know what I'm saying? Hell no.
Not at all. It's
Hell
not
no.
cool.
You know what I'm talking about? It's not cool. It's not a fad. It's something we had to do to survive off of. These white
and
folks gave us this cocaine when they brought it to the goddamn America, and we hustling that shit. We got
yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
You know?
They knew we was going to love that. They knew we was going to love that shit. Word up.
But you know it started off as a rich white man drug.
Exactly.
Illegal back then. But now that we done turned into another hustle, nigga done made that bitch hard than a motherfucker.
Hard,
drug.
Right. Hard right. Right.
Now you know what I'm saying? It's a problem.
Now y'all wanna convict us and lock us the fuck up and put us in front of a judge and you know what I'm saying?
And bam. I don't like that shit right there.
That's just some of the things that's going on in my neck of the woods. That's why I want.
Oh yeah, tell them about that goddamn Cisco phase these niggas got, man. These niggas on this Cisco phase now, man. Like I said,
I don't know what's going on, bro. I couldn't even tell you what's going on, that for real. Like,
I can tell you about that shit, man. These niggas dying in here, goddamn yellow. Man, what the fuck? You're dying here blonde, son.
I heard
you know, that shit. You know that.
Hello, I ain't going to front.
Well, back in, I don't know, man. I don't. That was never my twist, so I couldn't even. I knew cats that was into that. I actually, you know, was on baseball teams and basketball teams with these cats. But you see them now; they got gray hair and red hair, and they dancers, and they got piercings. And I don't know if he's gay because he looked gay, but he may not be. So you know, it's like it's crazy, man. It's crazy.
You got to understand one thing. History is going to repeat itself regardless. All that goddamn shit they used to do back in the day is going to come back. Goddamn,
mm-hmm.
Who knows? I can predict the future. Parachute pants is going to be hot again. And see, I ain't
going
back to this.
A god body that I was locked with told me history repeat itself every... I don't want to mess up the numbers, but I don't know if he said every 250 years or every 200 years. I don't know how he said it. But he was like, and when I came home, I'm like, yo, my man King Mark told me this shit was going to happen. And then I started seeing a lot of shit my man Chill was telling me when I first came home. And I just started, like, because I really just got on to this script society thing here.
No, I really don't. You know what I'm saying? I never want to fit in because, you understand, if I gotta get yellow and orange hair and look like a fucking fag with a goddamn mohawk, no disrespect to niggas doing that shit.
Right.
If I gotta look like a fucking fag with a mohawk, bro, you know what I'm saying? I'm good, bro, because, you understand, I was raised with a goddamn, you know what I'm saying, low cut with a goddamn tape up in the edge. You know what I'm saying? Nigga always used to stay with that low fade. You know, that's what I was raised off. Well, I can't do what everybody else want to do. You know, hey, that nigga got a mohawk. Fuck it. I don't want it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you know that's I guess my man told me there's an epidemic going on. Hey, I guess everybody want to be.
It's an epifagademic. You know what I'm saying? Go look at the Boondocks. Look at the Boondocks. Boondocks is one of the realest shows on TV. That's why they don't let it play as much as it used to do. You notice that shit, right?
Hey, yo, I was watching that some Shorty House too. She got the little collection.
You see the one when he was wearing the skirt talking about, nah, this is a man bag.
And then I'm looking like, yo, this shit crazy. I'm looking like, yo,
but
it's a cartoon.
Nah, I got a cartoon for you. I was watching SpongeBob one day, right?
Oh, he's super gay.
And his homeboy ran down on him. He's like, you can't tell what sexuality I am. And that pussy was like, really, nah, Sean. I never knew what the fuck you was and shit, but I was hanging with you.
My man.
You feel me now?
No, nah, but that Boondocks is one of the realest shows on TV. That's why they cutting that shit off. You notice that? Anything that's too real, the network cutting that shit off because you notice they was the only really show that was pushing the limit, person saying that nigga word. Everybody was saying nigga.
Mm-hmm.
White folks were saying nigga.
Yeah.
Everybody was saying nigga.
Cypher Dower, man. What's the deal, Dower?
Hey, man. You know I'm here, man. Just in the cut right now. You know.
Cypher.
What's good with you, bro?
You
know what it is, man.
You know
I'm just mad
is.
At that these niggas is on this fad looking like fags. That's what I'm mad about. You understand? You know what I'm saying? I respect gay people because they come out and tell you that they gay. I don't respect niggas that's just following a trend looking like that shit. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to put that out there. I respect gay people. I can go smoking shit with a gay person. It don't matter to me, but I don't respect
hey,
you niggas.
And you said you
can
smoke and shit with a gay person? That's what you said.
Yeah, I can smoke and do whatever. Because they already know. Look, I'm straight. I'm hetero, bro. You know, it ain't nothing. But nothing.
Said I'm hetero, bro.
So is he.
Hetero, bro.
But you just said, let's just clarify for the listeners out there. You said you could smoke and shit with a gay person, right?
No. Smoke and chill. I didn't say shit.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
Hell no.
That's what I said. That's what I said, Hollow. Hold on.
So you
hold on. Hollow said I could smoke and chill with a gay person. It's no problem because I know my sexuality. Any nigga that's scared of his sexuality is gay anyway. You know what I'm saying? That's just the way I treat it.
Yeah.
You got
to be
scared of a gay person. You got tendencies.
could smoke and listen to your whole mixtape with a gay person and hear the views they're going to give you about your mixtape?
Yeah, yeah, because they're fans too. Fans are everywhere. Fans are everywhere. You don't know what crowd that you attract.
Now,
you know
if you had gay fans out there that wanted to come to your house with the Mohawks, blouses and shit on, and bring a few of their little gay friends just to dance to you.
I mean, look, they bringing that money. Money ain't got no face on it.
No money at all. They just want to bring their friends to dance to your music at your house.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no.
That's right.
That's for nigga, man.
Now, if it's a bunch of bitches, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can come over here. We can get acquainted. We can eat some chips. I'll fix you something to eat. We can party all night. But a bunch of gay niggas, you know what I'm saying? Just niggas? Nah, bro. I don't swag like that, bro. I don't swag like that, bro.
Oh, shit.
You know, like I say, there's a difference between being, you know what I'm saying, comfortable with it and, you know what I'm saying, a little too laid back and lax. You know, I'm comfortable with it.
Let me ask you this. Y'all niggas wilding tonight.
Hey, now, would you smoke blunt with, like, a few gay niggas that was fans of you? You know what I mean?
No.
Fans of yours. You want to smoke
no,
with your
I
gay fans?
Dolo. No, I smoke Dolo. I don't.
Now, what if they passed the L to you and it was that thing?
I won't even smoke it.
No. I hope not.
No. I don't want my, you know what I'm saying? No disrespect now. No disrespect now. Like I say, you know what I'm saying? I have respect for everybody. I don't want my blunt tasting like cum. I'm good.
That's what I was thinking. Like, crazy.
I'm good.
Hey, Sal,
I'm
not
smoking shit with you. It's going to be with my own shit. I don't even want to smoke a cigarette after you. That, like I said, it's no disrespect. I know you suck dick, bro. I'm good. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I don't even smoke after me to eat pussy. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. That's why I like to smoke my own shit on my Dolo.
Yeah.
I don't know where that pussy been.
On my Dolo. This shit. No doubt, man.
So like I say, it goes on both sides with me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gay or nothing. I'm comfortable with whatever comes my way. There's a difference. You know what I'm saying? I'm comfortable. I don't give a fuck. If you buy my music and you want to put your little input and you want to add me on Facebook and you roll that way, do your thing. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. I appreciate you. It is what it is, because I'm never going to down no, you know what I'm saying, I'm never going to down nobody that's just straight up about what they are, because that's real.
Yeah.
Real in the dictionary is real, you understand? Mm. But as long as you treat me with that respect, they understand, look, bro, you know what I'm saying, I don't cross the other side of that fence. I don't turn on the straight street, you know what I'm talking about? I don't make no left-hand turn, none of that shit. You know what I'm talking about? We good. And that's what a lot of niggas got a problem with, you know what I'm saying? You can't deal with, yo, that's a fag, nigga, man. He gay and all that shit, whatever. Bro, you don't know who you going to need in this life. Because that nigga could be the one sign your deal. You know what I'm saying? That nigga could be the one, look, man, I like your music. Let me front you 10 G's. You know what I'm talking about? You ain't got to do shit for me just because I like your music. Let me front you 10 G's. Because if you look at it right now, these punks got most of the money now anyway. A sex change ain't nothing cheap.
You know who run the music industry, the fashion industry is the fags anyway. So.
Yep. Yo,
right.
You know what's crazy? Like they got like 3-4 reality shows left on A. On A. Because I watch little reality shows. Like I watch Bad Girls Club, all that little crazy shit. And, like they little commercials be coming on. I'm like, yo, they gave these niggas a whole show?
Bro,
and then another one come on with the hair. Then you got another one with you. I'm like, damn.
Bro, they
like,
doing
they promoting
thing.
This
no,
shit.
Like I
heavy.
I have no problem with them because you might need them because these motherfuckers are making money. There's no problem with that. The problem I got is I'm not going to watch no straight up gay show. You know what I'm saying? Like motherfucking that one show they had on HBO when they actually show these niggas going in. I'm not going to watch no shit like that. I don't want to see
well, you know.
That's, you know, man, that's all HBO do, though, man. They was doing that shit with The Wire. They was doing that shit with Spartacus. Nah, I mean, they do that shit with everything. HBO be breaking niggas in. No
I mean, up. I mean, I couldn't even do an acting role if you tell me, look, I'm going to pay you $3 million. All you got to do is get on this scene and kiss this man for one scene. I'm not doing no shit like that, bro. You can go ahead and find another nigga that's going to do that. I don't do shit like that, bro.
Yeah, that nigga Omar from The Wire, man. I wonder how comfortable he is. I know he's comfortable. But I wonder how comfortable he is, man, because he played that role, but he ain't really get too many other roles after that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like, did he kind of play himself out for that, or did he, you know what I'm saying?
I think he went too far out. I think he went too far out for that shit, because you understand, if you're going to play a role like that, if it's worth running, like I said, you don't play it all the way out, bro. If you're a straight nigga, you're not going to play that shit all the way out.
Yeah. I don't know. That was a little... HBO, wow. But I think MTV, man, let me be quiet. I ain't getting into that. Y'all is good stations. Y'all is perfect.
They good stations, good but you understand? Like I tell a lot of people, open your mind to a lot of different things. You understand? Just because that motherfucker is, you know what I'm saying, funny or whatever, you don't know how he can help you out in life. You don't know what tips he can give you. You don't know. Experience comes from everywhere. And that's why I open my eyes. Experience comes from everywhere. You just got to be, you know what I'm saying, willing to listen and willing to see that message. You know what I'm saying? That nigga could be one of them niggas that, you know what I'm saying, preparing you to go to prison because you done fucked up. Look, man, you know what I'm saying? This how that shit go in the chain gang. You know what I'm saying? I did my thing, but you ain't got to choose this route. You feel me? Experience comes from anywhere. It comes from anywhere.
Hey, you know what, man? I know we've been chatting for a minute, man. We got some new shorty rock lady Lava.
Meantime, y'all know what time it is, man.
You know what I mean?
Y'all know how we do it. First Fan Radio is going down.
She holding it down, man.
Hey, yo, before you go into this, August 11th.
Let me know.
All-female rap. Is it all-female rap battle or... Because I don't want to... You know, I don't want
to...
Okay, all-female showcase. All-female hip-hop showcase. Going down August 11th.
That's also a hollow birthday.
Don't forget that.
How it's going down is it's like every female pay what, like $20?
Registration is $20.
Yeah, okay. Registration is $20 to perform.
Tickets $10 at the door.
Come on, man. Help me out here, bro.
Hey, listen, man. You just said it. This shit.
And that's it.
That's it.
I got it right.
Pretty much it.
Man. I got it right.
Yeah, if you need help saying that, we're going to have to take you back to the resource room.
Whoa.
You remember the resource room back in the day, man?
Whoa. A lot of yellow bus riders in there.
My next show is, can you remember a nigga from 10 years ago in high school that was in the resource room?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows the resource room.
Oh, yeah, I can remember that shit. I remember, like, yesterday, I was one of them niggas in the resource room. I'm trying to tell you something.
Hey, we got Shorty Rock Lady Lava.
First Fan Radio. Y'all know what it is. Hey, yo!
Wish I wasn't me, it's like I'm running from my soul. Sick of being rained on by the pain storms, my brain gonna flow. Sick of being on that foul shit, but I get in that mode. Especially when money had lavish, and they don't take a soul. I know that I could lose a hand for reaching in a nigga bowl, but I'm so hungry not to scheme. So I'm scheming till I go. These crackers cutting my hours, ain't enough leans in my bowl. Can't blame you for how I'm thinking about these demons in my soul. But he's watching me to stack up, then leave him in a hole. Can't give a fuck about his family or his dreams, cause I got goals. Shit ain't built right where I'm sitting at. Mind dwelling in dark ass places you could picture. Know that it's real rap, this I'm spitting at. But let you take a walk in my shoes. I bet you pitching back. Never been in my earth, chilling on a whole different map. Get tired of this shit called breathe. But not to mention that I'm too deep for you to dig the depths of me. The curse of this uneasy soul molded the worst side of the best of me. Man, I don't even see the same. How I'm gonna be the same? So used to hurt and now the pain only leads to pain. To sum it up, just be wishing I was numb as fuck. I'm gonna kill the president. draw it from your blood. You can feel it shedding. You're beating with your feet when destiny is setting. I push you to the ground. Please don't cesser. I throw you in the sky. Lord, please catch it. Get your heart slow down. It's on the mound. That's it. Put a nigga face down like a big stick. Earth is a thing that nigga's little. Pain a nigga red. And he's stuck and nigga head being sexy. Baby boy, fuck all that speculating. Nigga, I'm at work, I expect the hate. And I'm on top of bitches, I keep elevating. They couldn't reach me in the elevator. Yeah, you ever get on my level, why I start levitating? I'm chilling in the air, but watch it start separating. Y'all not fucking with me, ho, I'm never hating. Look at them stigma, let's battle for their reputation. They know I got that hard body, they know rock that. It ain't a single broad that could stop that. They gon' keep screaming that they the illest, but they not dead. Look, I'm the resources, I'm leaving them unconscious. All cracked, bitches too hard, but shit. You wanna be ruthless, I take the roof off. You ain't that bitch ass boy, I call it RuPaul. Dumb bro, keep throwing a set up. I'm like, who ya? But not machine shorty, I twist your fingers shorty. Met with them death threats, unless you mean them shorty. Yeah, I broke it's a joke, but I'm clean shorty. And ain't a fucking thing you can tell me shorty. I see a lack in you. I don't know if it's your pride or your heart, but you bitch dog, it's that simple. I like the Mac in you. Maybe your bones or your blood, but it's impossible to put your soul back in you. I'm the best side, test for you wet eyes. Next stop, next shot, definitely your next stop. Homie with the tech guy, squawking and leaving. You walking with what you talking, I ain't hardly believing. Nah, get used to it, it's part of the season. Heat is followed by death, but I squawk and it's freezing. You motherfuckers hating hard. Pay me, I got gravy, dog. Hate me if you hate it. Have them wave it, then I pay you more. Wave it, then your face will fall. Wave it, then he's skating off. Pray me, you slay me. You need Navy for the lady, boss. Came up like 80 yards. Don't sleep on a kid. He see your ribs and guns the size of me in the crib. Kill 4'9" or something. Or get out of line or something. Dig it, I'm the illest. Baby, you like mine or something. Nobody bothers me, problems, but they won't bother me. Why not? Got my squad with me. Why this one is my squad with me? Why? Because it's my glass with me. Nah, no bitches jocking me. Nah, no bitches hot as me. Follow if you can follow me. Youngin, 16 with the sickest. 16 rock swag is so sick. Post it, 16, ew. You can't subordinate me. And I know you got a lot of reasons, but I'ma give you more to hate me.
Yeah, we back, man. First Fan Radio. You know what I'm saying? Got my... We back, man. First Fan Radio. It's your boy, Elwood, man. It's going down.
Sound like you was tripping over a whole bunch of records and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's going down. My oh, word up. My bad.
And it was like... Yeah, we back.
We back. First Fan Radio.
Yeah.
Boy Elwood, Psychedelic, King Hollow. You know what I'm saying? It's going down like that. CEO had to step out for a minute, so Psychedelic, hop on them turntables.
Dowels.
Treat it like a Dow Hour, baby. Treat it like a Dow Hour.
Yeah, you know what I'm trying to see here, man. Going through the building with decks. With shit. You know what I mean? Shout out to Calhoun, you know what I mean, big bro. I see you, man. You know what I mean. Shout out to all the niggas round the way, free my nigga Flip.
What
you know
up,
what I mean?
What
it's
up,
all
what
about.
Up, what up?
Yeah, man. Let's get into this done. Let's get into Dutch Don and Chill Gizzy. Outlaw Out of Bounds. First Fan.
Do it. This outlaw said he found. You know you gotta get punished, pussy, you out of bounds. This outlaw said he found. You know you gotta get punished, pussy, you out of bounds. I don't rap much,
by a trap a lot. You a bitch nigga, probably get smacked a lot. Chris Paul game assist, man, I passed the rock. Go ahead, girl, choke on, I love the way you suck this cop. Nah, let me stop, really rel, kill yourself. Masturbation style, your shit's whack, you only feel yourself. Get drunk and wanna talk all reckless. I hope my nigga catch you, man, you must have got a death wish. Chill, it's time to stop playing with these niggas. Make an example out of them, start aiming at these niggas. Get them out of here one by one. All I need is my dad with some Remy, a bean, and I'm done. Bitch.
This outlaw said he found. You know you gotta get punished, pussy, you out of bounds. This outlaw said he found. You know you gotta get punished, pussy, you out of bounds. This outlaw said he found. You know you gotta get punished, pussy, you out of bounds. This outlaw said he foul. You know you gotta get punished, pussy, you out of bounds. Get your money up, homie, you ain't about your hustle. Yeah, I got goons, but I don't really need the muscle. Catch you slipping, I'ma hit you with the muzzle. You won't hear the shots, and damn it, you in fucking trouble. These niggas softer than a pair of panties, faggot. I hear that tough talk, and we all know you act. Send my goons through to come and take your little package. Pop a little roll, we can make this thing real tragic. Yeah, we mob deep and always bring real havoc. Fuck your whole clique, all them niggas straight faggots. Trying to talk shit, but you don't really want the static. Send you late night stumbling, looking like a fucking addict. Run up on them real quick, like, what up, faggot? Niggas cop the please, like, chill, we don't got no beef. How you a G in the city, you ain't got no heat. You better watch your mouth next time you want. This outlaw said he found. You know you gotta get punished, pussy, you out of bounds. This outlaw said he found. You know you gotta get punished, pussy, you out of bounds. This outlaw said he found. You know you gotta get punished, pussy, you out of bounds. This outlaw said he found. You know you gotta get punished, pussy, you out of bounds.
And we back, man. And we back.
You know that.
You know that.
Hey, yo.
First thing beat you.
Hey, yeah.
What's good?
I got a
request. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Play that goddamn BMF by King Hollow and that boy Lil' Kale. I heard they was going in, son.
Yo, man. Shout out to motherfucking King Hollow, man. That's that nigga, Lil' Cam. What up?
You're rocking with the most downloaded mixtape series in the world.
King Hollow. You know what I'm saying? The sequel to Hollow be that name. Nigga, kill him, man.
I already know, nigga. Lil' Cam, fourth all entertainment, man.
Get off in this motherfucker, G'd up. I see you mugging, baby, chop and make you freeze up. I'm young and thuggin', I don't give a fuck. And if you bangin', throw your motherfuckin' set up. Money on my mind, I'm all about the money. Fuck niggas hate me, bad bitches love me. I'm the man in the hood, niggas know I run it. All that shit you talk about, I already done it. Purple weed, purple, yeah, I smoke good. Big, yeah, fuck good. Try to rob me, I wish a nigga would. Crack a spine, your body stankin' in the woods. Two Glock 40s callin' pit bull. And I make them bitches grab you, make a false move. I got a motherfucker gettin' money attitude. If ain't about no money, look, then I ain't in the mood.
Think I'm Plies, nigga. I think I'm Asinine Watson. Think I'm Big Gate. Big I think Gate. I'm Larry White. I think I'm moving weight. Around the system 239. Yeah, I'm feeling great. Feeling. A nigga around the hood, nigga. Yeah, I got the feeling. Feeling. I got the money stacking up to the fucking ceiling. Feeling. To see your boy Hollow. Glass stars you can swallow. Soul I can motherfucking borrow. Yes, I'm from that shit. And yes, a nigga stay crunk. My pistol. on my ways and yours in the fucking trunk.
In the trunk.
I ain't on that BMF cause I don't know big meat. But I'm from HPNC and y'all niggas can reach. And I can turn your skin color like Michael Jackson with bleach. And y'all niggas know when I do it, y'all gon' be ceasing. Yeah, and y'all don't wanna see hollow. Matter of fact, I got these hoes like put up when a nigga wanna follow. Go to the bitch when they hollow. Hold on, there's some other shit. I'm on that bitch popping a nigga like a fucking sick. I keep it chrome. And I'm probably strong. Niggas on like the UFC, I keep my fucking palm. Yeah, and I ain't got a single phone that beat. Samurai, pull that bitch up out that throat without that seat. Pulling that bitch and I'm killing Smithel. Pulling that bitch and I rip like dental. Niggas I know going on when I go to the bitch when I leave a nigga right in central. Y'all sentimental, just like ho. I'm King Hollow, the bitch is pro. That means nigga. It's the way I go. When I do it juvenile, that shit is slow. Zero like a nigga from Texas. Come through a bitch, tell my nigga straight reckless. Pick up on train, do these niggas leave a necklace. They don't fuck with me cause a nigga straight sick shit.
King Hollow, man.
We back. First Fan Radio.
That's my, that's my favorite rapper right there, son. That's my favorite rapper right there, son.
hey, Hollow.
Which one? Lil Cal or King Hollow, though?
I'm talking about Hollow, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Hollow. Hey, Hollow.
Huh?
I know you're a freestyler, right?
What's that?
I know you're a freestyler, but that right there, Hollow. You know it took me a couple of verses to find out that was you, right? No, real talk. Yo, Chill came down here like, that's Hollow? Yeah, that's Hollow.
That's Hollow the dub.
You killed that, Hollow. You killed that.
Thank you, man.
Listen,
I got
man.
Some people to call in. You heard me? I got some big name stars in the call in, bro.
I know that.
These niggas been fucking with Styles P and them. I'm trying to see if I can give them the call in.
Hey, man.
I got my female artist and she on tour. I'm finna get her a call in, so you know what I'm saying. Like I say, it's finna be an eventful night tonight, man. I'm finna get my other.
Hollow. In this type of way, form of way and fashion, that you can get a couple of them female artists in Jersey around August 11th. Somebody could be walking
it.
Away with 3,000.
Yeah, get Superhuman with the fly them out here.
One of your female artists can be walking away with $3,000. Am I right, Mr. Jerry?
Yeah.
That's always. My female artists is going to go hard anyway, you know what I'm talking about? But the only threat they have is if that girl showed the rock lady lava to her. Now, that right there is a problem.
She's in the building.
It's more than that they're coming
I know
to,
it
man.
Is. Trust
nah,
me.
Nah, man. Shout out to Shorty Rock Lady Lava, though. You know.
What's up, mama?
Well, she so.
What y'all say down there is she do go ham. She go ham.
She go ham.
Nah, miss. Yeah, ham.
Pork chop.
Mom.
You know what I'm talking
about? Yeah.
Well,
Sarah finna call in.
Okay,
we got my girl on tour. She's gonna stop by.
Okay.
That's what's up. I'm gonna see if my nigga Trip Ball's gonna slide through. I'm gonna get everybody called through.
Whole Super Unit, you know.
Super Unit, what's good? Apex Music Group. Know what I'm saying? Where's
Apex
Pop Goons?
Group at?
Oh, yeah, all of them, man.
Hey, you know what, man?
Where's Apex Music Group at?
Since we're doing like that, man, we about to go bump y'all in the head, man. We about to go on this music run real quick, man. When we come back,
mm-hmm.
we're going to have all them guests on the live for y'all niggas. How y'all like that?
Yeah, let's get it. First fan.
You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You're listening to First Fan Radio.
Fan Radio.
That ain't where you from.
I'm from New Jersey.
You from New Jersey?
Yeah.
I'm from New Jersey.
All right, listen. What the fuck is this calling the spot this late?
Who's Jones?
What that nigga Deuce answer that shit, Alex?
Yeah. What's good? This your boy Deuce. Conference call part one and all that. Hey, yo, Al, I got this shit.
shorty, she tryna holler at you real quick.
Hey, what up, yo? Let me hear something.
My dick big, barbecue sauce, I put it on a bitch rib. I had three chicks and got one more. Fuck tag, we playing Connect Four. She turned blue when you're laying down in all dirt. So keep playing, how you looking like a tall smurf. How y'all work? You run what city? A blind whore, I can't see you fucking with me. Nah, I ain't with a BSB. I got the game in my hand like PSP. I can pull up on your block in a GS3 and show you who gon' die. I got ESP, yes. I'm perfect in every way. I had the holes on the powder like Mary Kay. The Heat Series Part 1 got deals out. 100,000 downloads, she still got it.
Nothing bottle on me, psych. And girls that kiss girls are cool, but they feel dyke. But think about dropping an album, I still might. And rap about bills and shit, real life. I'm from a tough city, ain't nothing changed, man. Except, well, we done made gangland twice, though. Pockets fat, the robbers before I'm lifo. Where your money went, where your eyes go. Straight shot, bullets hit the bricks in the light pole. T-Doc, beast, hard to the sparta. Pump out your crib like it's part of the carter. Bands, priests, intrepid, charges. Power and potter, you don't want slaughter. You don't want sauce either, bourbon. Harder, the Vulture gang, nigga gotta go a little harder. Playing the hustler, Trip is the shooter. The rest of y'all nerds, come fix my computer.
Yeah, nigga, you already know, man. I just say why bitch haters and lay low. For the pesos, a Jose Canseco. Farm cars, sweat a coupe so hard. Shit, I might change the color like the Uno card. And that's when a hate occurs. Cause he's mad cause I'm dating her. And her ass is in the latest furs. Take the coupe, the Merc pass in the latest furs. You wanna prowl and just say the word. Shit, I was birthed by Barbara J. I guess my daddy stole her heart away. And they made love to Marvin Gaye. Cause I'm an old school, new school. Fly guy with new jewels. Pretty young thing, baby, new news. They tried to criticize OZ fame. Sniper rifle from nosebleed range. And I ain't trying to be an OG for the fact that my Cody bang. It's all the real niggas know my pain.
Yeah, I'm pulling on your bitch cheeks like a facelift. With a motherfucking grip like a crayfish. Two claws, you try and knock juice off. That's like a chick giving blue balls to RuPaul. Pause, I ran the block till the dawn came. Till my calves start hurting, LeBron James. It's time to calm things, fucking with the heat. So I will bounce my hand off your face. Palm Springs, I let my charm swing. Chicks give me long brain. Yeah, they get their head on like the wrong lane. You better talk long change if my phone rang. I flow like long rain through the storm drain. On the block, all the bitches want Deuce Jones. So I sock it to them all like my shoes gone. My card game, two phones, that's two tones. My fight game, bruised bones through.
You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in. Yeah, you are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fam Radio.
You know, I'm in the booth, you feel me? What's good, Quest? I got my nigga ass Doe down here.
You
know, he's a hoodlum artist, too. You feel me?
I'm still rolling with the H.O.
You know that, man. Niggas is 87 out here, man. We stay 9-3. I ain't talking tech shit, man.
Nah, you man,
come to hoodlum, man. We bang the same gang. We in the streets all fucking day.
Hey,
I don't need the slang.
1738, man. Some of that piff and a little bit
some
of that.
Some of that piff? Or do you want to smoke the sour diesel, niggas? Enough talking. You know, we about to get into S-Do shit. Three-headed monsters, man. You already know. S-Do.
Raindrops are falling on my head. And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling.
Oh, man. I get just as high as y'all do, man. I get just as much money as you do, nigga. But I'm from Jersey, you hear me?
This Jersey.
We gonna do what we gotta do to get this paper,
Jersey.
Man. You niggas can do whatever y'all wanna do
this
over there. But we plan to win over here.
This
get it. Yeah. Gonna get this dollars,
this
man. E-W-I-N-N to the E-R's, nigga. Losers. Let's get this paper, man. And you, hi, hello, people. That's dope, it's on the scene. Rock shining like the head on Mr. Clean. The rims look like they've been wiped with Vaseline. Fresh to death, but I do it with a slight lean. I know how to get this money from a fiend. Just put more on from rap. Nigga, please. Well respected homies, you run in the seas. Know how to get right, but move with proceed. Back to the green, we get that too. If the Nars grab you up, then you don't know what to do. Can't be hanging out with the funny style crew. So if I'm right, then I'm right, can't pick and choose. You got your life to think, you got plenty to lose. Why not take trips, get gone on the cruise? You can be from wherever, and what's that prove? I'm from a different place, we got the same rules. Shit, this Jersey, we get dirty too. This Jersey, we get money too. This Jersey, 22's on the coupe. This Jersey, strong just like you. This Jersey, we get dirty too. This Jersey, we get money too. This Jersey, 22's on the coupe. This Jersey, strong just like you. Now I'm from Jersey, it's the stolen car state. We grind great. Trenton is the prime place. If you're not smart, might catch you a crime case. Niggas animals here, most of them primate. Take time, pay attention for your mom's sake. Cause we all took big things to get your mind straight. How you gonna feel when the cast is your face? That's what you get when you mess over my plate. High stakes, you play for shit, get irate. Couldn't stop some of my rude niggas with iron stake. A wild chase for money and women's attention. That's why I laugh at all the cars you be renting. On your own shit, get the late fees missing. What I spend in a day, it cost you your pension. Either you broke or rich, what's your position? Oh, is this one more thing that I need to mention? This Jersey, we get 32. This Jersey, we get money too. This Jersey, 22's on the coupe. This Jersey, strong just like you. This Jersey, we get 32. This Jersey, we get money too. This Jersey, 22's on the coupe. This Jersey, we strong just like you.
Nigga, we getting dirty over here. We getting money over here. We got 22s on the coupe. We getting drunk off the Patron just like you, nigga. Hey, yo. Peace.
You're listening to First Fam Radio.
Fam Radio.
You have 12 new voice messages. Urgent message.
Fresh up off the scale for you. Gonna take it now, flying in for
whole minute. This what you need if you tell me you got no limits. It's time to come crazy, get the mellow hyper. It's like jail though, don't become a lifer. Got them all calling, telling me how good it is. In and out, no small talk, it's how hood it is. And I done risked my life trying to get this J off. As long as you copping, I can keep it rocking like the playoff. Never been sweet, but I got that sugar. Born by my mother, know that. Candyman, never been sweet, but I got that sugar. Born by my mother, know that. Candyman, you can do what you please with it. Don't tell nobody that you got it from me. No. Never been sweet, but I got that sugar. Born by my mother, know that. Candyman. Candyman, money in the safe, hope that can't fill your face.
You're listening to First Fam Radio.
Fam Radio.
It'll be on the track.
Yeah.
This is the remix.
It's still MOB, nigga.
Remix.
Still speaking out, nigga.
Remix.
We still mobbing. We still grinding. We still crossing. Diamonds are shining.
We still mobbing. Ain't nothing changed.
Nah.
Fuck with these hoes, but Fetty what I chase. Exotic on the flex, yes I does my thing. Free Clack G, R.I.P. Yo G. My hands tired from counting, but money don't sleep. Break your pockets when I'm shopping, your clothes cheap. If it ain't on my waist, I got shooters with me. But name the click squad, I'm on my shit. I don't give a fuck how these niggas feel, nah. I don't even listen. How this young nigga ain't no competition.
Nah.
I'm on that fly shit. Taking trips to spots they know nothing about. Smoking something loud. Niggas better say it now. Fuck everything that come out and hate them out. Five with a dollar or wait around.
They broke.
We check some paper. Mobbing all through the town.
We still mobbing. We still grinding. We still crossing.
Let some shit pop off, the whole crew rocking. Dressing all black like who was we robbing. And when it's wartime, my face covered with a stocking. Who you know is hot as me, there's no fucking stopping me. I'm getting all the fire out till it's all out of me. I got that 45 stash right where the shotty be. Fuck with me, it's an automatic fatality. I grew up in the streets, so that's my mentality. I kill you, throw you right where the island be. Niggas look at me and tell me you the fucking man to be. Vision of a dog, but it's too hard for man to see. That be my slogan. Be prepared for lift off when King Crack approaching. I'm good looking, arms full of tattoos. I'm that dude. Chop you up, use you as rat food. I'm so rude.
I'm fresh, you niggas know my story. M.O.B. tatted all on me. Still a G, still screaming out, Yogi. Shit,
It's a family thing. Remix still mobbing, we ain't got nitty bang. His pops, my uncle, same blood in our veins. We tall stacks, y'all niggas in small chains. I'm a four-door Porsche, homie, stay in the lane. About to boss hog on you fools and let my nuts hang. Fettuccine Capone, my money too grown. You fag-jacking my style, go and get your own. My wife be that chromed out, pour handle pistol grip. Fully loaded, cause y'all stay on some hatin' shit. Shit, and I'm still on that same shit. Remix, nigga, we still mobbin' big. We still mobbin'. We still grinding, we still crossing, diamonds still shining, we still.
You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in, yeah, you are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fam Radio. First Fam Radio.
It's your boy Funk Flex, man. I'm up in the studio with Cypher Dower, man. He got 22s on the truck outside, man. You know what I mean? How many people be getting in the ride when y'all be going out to them parties?
I only pick up 4 fat bitches. That's it.
Yeah, that's mad crazy, yo.
Man, they gotta fit, son. They gotta fit. I'll butter them down.
Hey, now tell me what kind of sandals you rocking when you go to the beach parties. You know what I'm saying? You got 52s on the 20 inches.
You know that, man. I put Sean Clefdies on them, too.
You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in, yeah. You are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fam Radio. Fam Radio.
Yeah, I thought I told you all that shit before, man. Y'all on here right now, Cypher Dower, you know what I mean? Chill Gizzy, Ill Wizzy, you know what I mean? All of us is in the building. First Fan Radio, you know what I mean? Hottest show on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, we on 7 days a week, Monday through Sunday, 9:30 to 11:30 p.m. Eastern. You dig? We got all the hottest shit from everybody out there, you know what I mean? But more or less, we got a lot of callers in right now, you know what I mean? Let me get to, we got one out to 610, you know what I mean? 610-39-JR15. What's good with you, player?
What's good, fam? How you doing, fam?
You already know, man. We in here. What's good with you?
Man, you know, just grinding right now. You already know, fam. Just getting this mixtape on September 1st, you know, cooking up the game, Volume 1, my first mixtape ever. So, you know, feeling real good, you know.
Well, so when it's supposed to be coming out now?
It's going to be out September 1st. It dropped September 1st. It's called Cooking Up the Game, Volume 1. So, you know, look out for that. I'll be promoting heavy, so you'll see me.
You know. Okay, okay. You got a Twitter page and all that, Twitter account and, you know, Facebook and all that, so the followers.
I got Facebook. You know, you can reach me. You can get in touch with me, www.facebook.com/JR15 or www.reverbnation.com/JR15 Struggle Music ENT. You know what I'm saying? I just made a Twitter account. I'm still trying to figure that out right now. So, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
When you first get into that Twitter, it's a little funny, like.
Yeah. Like, I just made one yesterday. I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? So, I didn't really know what I was doing, but I'll figure it out. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, you know that. So where you from, bro? Let everybody know and shit, man.
I'm from Allentown, Pennsylvania. You know, PA stand up, Allentown. We about to go all the way in.
Allentown.
You know,
I was riding Eastern over the bridge right there. I know where you at, Playboy.
Yeah, you know, I'm repping the whole ABE, Allentown, Bethlehem, Easton. It's not just Allentown, it's the whole ABE, man. You know, I'm carrying everybody on my back, man, because we're going to do it, you know what I'm saying, regardless. I ride with anybody, and anybody going to ride with me, so, you know.
Know that.
That's how we're going to do it.
Shout out to my Easton niggas, Kenny, Sharon.
Shout out to Easton.
My nigga S, R.I.P. to my nigga, R.I.P. to my nigga Cash.
Yeah,
RP
Cash,
like
you know.
Hey, who else
so we
got
that?
On the line,
sorry?
What up?
Hey, this the boy JR15 right now, you know what I mean? Calling in, he talking about his mixtapes coming out in September, you know, he's about to promote it heavy. He calling out of Allentown, PA right now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I see Switchboards lighting up, man. I see a couple other callers, man, you know what I mean? Take one more, Cypher, you know what I mean? Let's bring everybody on.
We here with you, baby.
Yeah. We got Montana, you know what I mean? 864371. What's good with you, player? You want with First Fam?
What's good, homie? Just out here grinding, man. Got out the studio cooking up this crack. You already know, man.
Okay. What we got in store? What you got in store for us, player?
I just dropped a mixtape hosted by DJ Live from 106 in Park. It's called Back with a Vengeance. I got features from Lauryn Hill, Calico Jones from SOD Money Gang, Jewel Santana from Dipset Skull Gang, you know, and the list goes on. So we just out here promoting and grinding, man.
Okay, okay. Word. So any singles coming out for niggas to check you out on or whatever?
You can check me out on Facebook, man, you know, Montana Trip the Boss, MontanaTripDaBoss, or Twitter Montana Trip, you know what I'm saying? Or just Google me up, Montana Trip the Boss, and you'll see what I got going on as far as, like, interviews and, you know, shows and everything.
Okay, okay, okay. You know what I mean? How you find out about First Fam? Because we ain't run across you before, you know, what's good? How you hear about us?
My homie Hollow, man, my homie Hollow hollered at me, you know, told me to show some love, so, you know, I called
up. There we go. You know what I mean? Shout out to Hollow. King Hollow, what's good? You want to say anything to your homie right here, player?
I say let him in. Like I say, I'm flooding the radio tonight. Let him on. You know what I'm talking about? I'm letting everybody get on and show that love to First Fam, you know what I'm saying? Do what it do. You feel me? Trip Boss, I see. You know what I'm saying? J.R. Robbins, you ought to know what it did with me, homie.
Yeah. But what's good?
Man. Let him in, man.
That's what we doing here, man. That's what we doing. But more or less, we're going to get right back to y'all, you know what I mean? We got a couple more tracks up in here, you know what I mean? I know a couple people want to hear and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
our record is up there, too, man.
Which one you got over? Did you email it over to us yet?
Nah, I don't even think I emailed Holly them records yet. But I'm gonna get to you ASAP though.
Yeah, you gotta get a son over here so we can get you some spins. JR15, you too, bro. We ain't forget about you. You too.
Nah,
yeah,
so Diddy, I got you.
Yeah, I'm gonna
you gotta take care of us, man. You know what I mean? We take care of you one hand, watch the other. You know how it is, bro.
Yeah, okay. Watch the face, man.
Yeah, you know that. Yo, check this out, man. Y'all listening to First Fam Radio, man. I told y'all motherfuckers, man. It's the hottest show on Blog Talk Radio, man. If y'all don't know, y'all about to find out. Gambit featuring Frank Finesse, 145. It's Trick Stand Up.
Rub.
For my lightweight local niggas, keep a low pro, cause they big blammer smoking niggas. I'm genuine, but I ain't riding no pony niggas. Respect, for I disrespect one of you coney niggas. The tech wet, the nine just eight, bitch. If ever discharged, we draw flagrant. No, we don't waste shit. We hit waist, hips, legs, shoulders, knees, chest, and faces. Cut you down the side, niggas get found fried. Might not have no muscle, but niggas is down to ride. See, the harder the earth rumble, the bigger the guy. And we'll bury you breathing, screaming out, I'm alive. Yeah, this here's for my less than buck 50. Clapping buck 50. David the Goliath, my sling will crush any. Will prove our strength, the many might be small, but I swear I got a mean hit with me. This is for my 145ers, holding they 45s up. Little niggas with hammers that outside ya. Get a grip, you big, the pound slide ya. We might not weigh that much, but we ride up. For my 145ers, holding they 45s up. Little niggas with hammers that outside ya. Get a grip, you big, the pound slide ya. We might not weigh that much, but we ride up. Niggas ain't bigger than the one-eye haul. We on the corner from the floor, closing one eyeball. Hold it, I'm posted. Niggas better G-Mac, for I'm forced to smoke them. Take them off that high horse, cowboy, I ropes them. He's moving too close, don't approach him. The pistol's drawn, better stand back, I told them. Gun in the hand, anything I say goes. 100% profit, your product and your payroll. Give up the bitch you with, if I say so. Crack a barrel pointed at your head, you better lay low. We trigger happy, you gun shy, no homo. I get a nigga stuck like dumb high. Can't deny the facts, and I am that. Representative of big things and tiny packs. I don't need a weight trainer to get my weight up, cause I ain't talking grams of fat, bitch, I'm about to paper. This is for my 145ers, holding they 45s up. Little niggas with hammers that outside ya.
get a grip, get big, the pound slide ya. We might not weigh that much, but we put my 145ers holding they 45s up. Little niggas with hammers to outside ya. Get a grip, get big, the pound slide ya. We might not weigh that much, but we don't weigh that much. But we don't play that much. New body in the lobby is okay, that's us. Catch us riding with a shoddy, we don't say that much. We just roll down the window with that thing and dump. Turn a fat guy's dream to a fucking crime scene. That's the laser on your head, not a fucking high beam. Put some danger on your head if you wanna. That AK, Jenny Craig, and make a fat guy lean. I ain't talking no dancing to the left or the right. Talking one choice election, meeting death or his life. I got a squeeze on the weapon and it's tight lifting big boy weight like a feather in his light. From a 145er, stay holding them nines up. When something go down, hit us up, cause we riders. The first ones the best up. Let go of them choppers, not Saddam or Osama. Bitch, but we a problem. From my 145ers, holding they 45s up. Little niggas with hammers that outside ya. Get a grip, get big, the pound slide ya. We might not weigh that much, but we put my 145ers holding they 45s up. Little niggas with hammers to outside ya. Get a grip, get big, the pound slide ya. We might not weigh that much, but we ride up. I'm a 145er holding my 45 up. A little nigga who blam you with no problem. Get a grip, you're big, but I'll slide you. 145 is my weight, but I'm a rider. Rider.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we back. First Fan Radio, the hot show on Blog Talk Radio, and you knew that.
Yep.
I mean, hey, yo, man, shout out to that nigga JR15, man. I checked out one of his tracks. I just clicked through something real quick. You know what I mean? Told you, featuring Swiss. Yeah, I'm digging that one right there. I'm digging
good
that.
Good looking, my nigga. Good looking, yurt.
Yeah. I gotta do a little more research and shit. See, we be working, man. While y'all listening, we working. You know what I mean? Making sure we checking y'all backgrounds and shit, man.
You know what I mean? That's what you're supposed to do. That's how it is, my nigga.
Yo, L-Wood, what's good, my nigga?
Hey, man, listen. I like that thing. Yay, man, listen. That was that joint we just played, that's nice. But I want to get some, you said you just heard some tracks from him, and you know, we goes in far as credit goes, so I definitely need to hear something from both of these cats, so it's going down
He got to email that joint over to us, man. Let us get, you know what I mean, get that on rotation, man. I got to check out, though. Go ahead, bro, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, send that email right now.
All right, I got you. Give me a second. I'm going to take you in the back room. I got you. And Montana the Trip, what's good with you, brother? You still here?
Yeah, I'm here, homie. I'm emailing you a couple of my songs right now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
See how we do over here? You see how we do over here? For everybody that's listening up, when y'all email y'all stuff, put the name of the tracks and all that on there so we can introduce it the right way, too. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to be like track one, track two, and we don't know which one it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So y'all label it up pretty good for us, and we can deliver that shit the right way, you know what I mean?
And my man, Mr. Jizzle himself, put together multiple mixtapes with all the cats that send their music over to First Fam Radio. WeAreTheIndustry.com.
And we connected with everybody in the industry, too, man. I just want to let y'all know that, too. A lot of people think, you know what I mean, we on here playing around and shit, man. Nah, we connected with everybody, man. We just choose to do this shit independently, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out to King Hollow and Super Unit. Swamp Life ENT, man. Interstate 65, The Winner's Circle, man.
Uh-oh.
Luciano the Don, man. Ashley Apples, man. Big Wick, you know what I mean? Don Mega. Everybody that support the show, man, you know what I mean?
I can't
leave out Cypress, man, from Apex Music Club.
Apex Music Club.
You know what I mean? Space Jam Larry.
Space
you know what I mean? Called in earlier, so we got to get that on for you tonight, too.
Oh, yeah, you know, we got that on deck. You know what I mean? We keep them on deck.
Sure. Yeah. They do be calling in showing love to us too, man. I can't hold
Oh, no
you,
doubt.
Man.
All the time.
Yeah,
man. We try to do the same here, like, feel me? You know what I'm saying? We try to return the love, feel me? So, for the most part, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know what to do if y'all want that music played. If you go in and you feel like this is what you know, this is your passion, and you spend your hard work earned money or your hard hustled money on this studio time and all that, you know what I'm saying? Go hard at it, and you see over here the First Fan Radio, we are the industry.com. We're gonna play it. Like, you know what I'm saying? And we don't got no problem telling you that shit wouldn't up the par. Because I think that's better for the artists. Okay, they told me my shit wouldn't up the par. They ain't hating.
You know what I mean?
Go back and do what I got to do. So.
Hey, yo, check it out. For anybody who wants to send their music in, man, we got a new email address now, man. You know what I mean? All that clutter bullshit we was getting, we ain't getting no more, man. It's radio1stfam@yahoo.com. That's radio1stfam@yahoo.com. You know what I'm saying? Send them joints, man. You know what I mean? And it might get on tonight, you know what I mean? Depending on how quick y'all is on the computer, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's how it went down, man. Let it up.
Outlaw motherfuckers till we die. And it go down like that. I don't know about that G-Mix. That's that G-Mix right there, man. Let's give it to him then, man. Ayana, daddy love you. You heard that?
You know what I mean? I don't
want to
burn
it
with you forever, eternal. You know what I mean? That's what Outlaw Immortal is. I want to be here forever. When I'm gone, I want my name to be here. So to do that, I got to do more than just the average man would do. I got to set a mark that can't nobody touch. And then when I set that mark, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it happen.
Outlaw motherfuckers till we die. Outlaw motherfuckers till we die.
Tupac back. That's all these bitches screaming at. Tupac back. All eyes on me. Better picture me rolling. Grind brand new rims, but them bitches are stolen. Stranded on down the road. Bring to heaven my baby. But I'm stacking my paper. I need a brand new Mercedes. They screaming Tupac back. Tupac back.
So many battlefield scars. Watch ribbon and plush cars. This life of an outlaw got me missing my dog. Screaming
Tupac back.
Yeah, this that outlaw. Real niggas respected, homie, wherever you at. Yeah, we've been putting in them books since Machiavelli was breathing. Ball heads, tattoos, and some brand new Ninas without no serial numbers. It's been like 15 summers. This the big homie died. Yeah, we still doing numbers, we trading war stories. Outlaws on the rise, jealous niggas I despise. Look in my eyes, I told Edie and Hussein we got a G-Mix. This rewind at the 96 and resurrect Pac in this bitch. Fucking peace, Machiavelli the Dawn and Biggie Smalls. Killer could die, we still on our job. Riding, blessed, and busted free. Enemies give me reason to be the last motherfucker breathing.
Tupac back. That's all these bitches screaming at. Tupac back. All eyes on me. Better picture me rolling. Grind brand new rims, but them bitches are stolen. Stranded on down the road. Bring to heaven my baby. But I'm stacking my paper. I need a brand new Mercedes. They screaming Tupac back. Tupac back.
Street that
That's all these bitches screaming at. Tupac back.
They yelling Tupac back. Nah, he ain't back. The homie never left him, that's a well-known fact. Over 100 million sold, world-renowned across the globe. Rap bar, Marley, he legendary like Presley. Streets can't let him go. While I'm in that all-black Chevy with the windows closed. Blowing hella dope, bumping Machiavelli, will they blast for me? I bought a couple bottles, called them all out for the homie. No, he came for the pain, trying to stop all the bleeding. They say life is a journey, don't stop believing. On the wings of love, way above the clouds. That's the only way to fly. We blowing zones in that lab while we yelling.
Tupac back, yeah. Tupac back. cause that's all these bitches screaming at. Tupac back, all eyes on me. Better picture me rolling, grind brand new rims, but them bitches are stolen. Stranded on death row, bring to heaven my baby, but I'm stacking my paper. I need a brand new Mercedes. They screaming Tupac back, Tupac back. That's all these bitches screaming at. Tupac back.
Yeah, I let these niggas worry about if Tupac back. I got a block, 20 cent a bag. Who got smacked? You see Hussein standing here? This the new Iraq. Kid Man the Midget dropped that album?
Wow.
Who caught that? I'm Fatal Belly the dog. Got his missus in love. She confused with some snitching niggas, but this is a dub. Most niggas don't know what a grind is. Got the clock on the wall, a fake watch on the arm, bitch. Niggas don't even know what time it is. I'm as real as they come, from the slums, from the street. When I'm 5 feet, the only way you bums gonna eat. Scully over my head, two holes right where the eyes at. We call it the money train, and homie, we ride that. Our hand on my fitted upper lock and it's steady. See, I ain't going, I don't know about pop, but I'm ready. Fucking my enemy, bitch. Shoot up two cops, straps, fit in the camera after court. They holler Tupac back, Tupac back,
Tupac back, Tupac back. That's all these bitches screaming at. Tupac back, all eyes on me. Better picture me rolling, grind brand new rims, but them bitches are stolen. Stranded on death row, bring to heaven my baby, but I'm stacking my paper. I need a brand new Mercedes. They screaming Tupac back, Tupac back.
Yeah, I keep telling y'all, bye. We get them exclusives over here, man. We get them exclusives over here, man. It's a problem, man.
Ah, shit. Going down.
Problem. Yeah, got some of that good dower right now, man. About to twist some of that dower up.
You already.
Hey, what's the weekend? What's the weekend for the on the Dow Hour, man? What we got booked for him on the Dow Hour this weekend, man?
I don't even know, man. For the Dow Hour this week, man, I ain't really got nobody.
You never
this
know
week,
gonna
man.
Come by for the Dow Hour, man. Like that's what's crazy about the weekend, man. Like
yeah,
that's the live.
I gotta see what I'm gonna bring out.
Word is life. You know what I mean? That shit real. You know what I mean? Like the Dow Hour.
Trying to get some surprise for special guests or something, man.
And word is spot. For those that don't know, man, y'all, the Dow Hour shirts is coming out too, man. You know what I mean? First fan, your Cypher Sour with the Dow Hour shirt. You know what I mean? You can get yours.
Yo,
you know what I mean?
Shout out to Al Pac, Al Gotti too, man. That's Max being them niggas. You know what I mean? I've been talking to him, man. I don't know, man. I might try to see if he can call in for a second, give a couple shout outs or something, man.
No doubt, man.
You know what I mean?
You already. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that like I was telling, I'm trying to tell everybody that's the live this weekend show. You know what I mean? And we got some more shit in the work for y'all. I told y'all if I ain't tell y'all before, man. August 11th, man, in Trenton, New Jersey, at the All Call In, man.
We're
gonna have 30 of the rawest females in the tri-state area, and showcasing their talents, man, for a national. Well, not a national. I ain't gonna say national, but a major. All female rap competition that we got coming up, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
after that, you
hey,
know what Kizzy. I mean? Yo, go ahead.
I think that's going to be a nice little turnout, especially for the single brothers and shit, too, because you know how girls roll, man.
All
they roll with the packs, man. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Plus, First Fan Radio going to be in the house more for, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Shit, First man. It's going to be a lot. You know what I mean? Me, Illwood, Sipe, South, Seek, you know what I'm saying? In the building.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we doing a lot. Y'all can come on the show and do live you know what I mean, shout outs if y'all want to, you know what I mean? Those
we're gonna have King Hollow on the live streaming.
Yeah, we're
gonna
be
streaming
know.
From where he at.
No doubt.
Shout out to Hollow.
And, you know, pretty much, man, it's gonna be a big show, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean, all the females out there that you know what I mean, that's out there grinding and you think that, you know what I mean, y'all going unrecognized, man, what I'm trying to do really, man, like you know, me personally, like, you know what I mean, the reason I was thinking, you know what I mean, we need to keep doing, you know, promos like that is that it ain't no more, like, you know, if you look in the game, what female rappers you really see, like, you know, versus the bitches we used to see in the 90s, I ain't gonna say bitches, but the female rappers is from the 90s, you feel
yeah,
me, like,
yeah, no
it used to be, you had Mia X, they'd be like, if you say Mia X right now, bro, everybody don't even know who the fuck Mia X is and shit.
No, nope. No. Me and X was no limit of cash money, though. No limit.
There's no limit. But see, only no we know that. Like, but go ask a 1990 baby.
No, they don't know shit about that. They don't know shit about me or X.
You know what I mean?
What you call him was kind of tough, too. China White.
MC Light.
Of course. But see, nowadays in the rap game, name a hot female rapper besides Nicki Minaj. In the game right
now. We did have motherfucking Remy Ma.
Okay, see, but those easy. What about SKG out on the West Coast?
What about Lady Luck?
Lady Luck, too, but I'm talking about nowadays, like who, you know what I'm saying? They had their run, but I'm talking about like right now with Nicki. It's nobody signed right now that's up in that echelon with us.
Lil Kim's still doing her thing.
Okay, but that's why I still, we talking about new season, you feel what I'm saying? Like, it's nobody right now that's up there on that echelon with Nicki Minaj right now. It ain't Diamond from Crime Mob.
Oh, no, she quit. Mm.
But you feel what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, shout out to Lady Loaded Lux and all them, too, man. Like,
heard up.
Lady Luck, you know what I mean? What's that other one that was down with Red Man back in the day, man? He was on his album. That was Hurricane G.
Oh, Hurricane G. Yeah, I know. Yeah, my fault.
Yeah.
You know,
shout out to Hurricane G.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, do me a favor, y'all. You hear me?
What's up?
If y'all see a 318 number, let her on real quick, because you know what I'm saying?
Hollow, man. You starting to ask some crazy questions, man.
Hollow, B-Bot.
You know we going to let him on, Hollow.
You starting to ask us questions like, do y'all believe Michael Jackson did? Come on, Hollow.
No,
you
we going to let him on, brother?
Come on.
I believe he's still white and he's still living. Fuck it.
He probably is, man.
Never
hey, but y'all, you know what I mean? But I'm telling you, like, right now, man, it ain't nobody that a little chick is checking for, like a chick trying to come out to be Nicki.
You're right, though. I mean, I have to agree with you on that, being not just because I'm your co-host, but I have to agree with you on that.
And you know what?
Then the brat is home.
Yeah.
Just for the people that don't know.
The brat is home, but the brat was
but I'm just saying.
What she was, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, right now, the brat probably independent. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, there's nobody in that category right now with Nicki. You know what I mean? I'm talking about record sales, rapping-wise, you know, all that. You know what I mean? Only got nothing. You ain't got to be nice to her. There's nobody in that class right now to go up against her as record sales. You know what I mean?
What you think about this, though? If she was with another camp, what would the turnout be, you think?
Who, Nicki?
Once you get on, it's like back in the day.
Once you get on G Unit, you was good. Once you get on this label, you good. You feel what I'm saying? So more or less, like she with Wayne and you know what I mean, Drake and not. Well, listen, Drake down with them too, right? Ain't Drake kind of like the mix between with them?
See, you got to look at what Drake got out of his deal. He got Sprite commercials and shit. That's 360 all the way around. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look at what Nicki got, and she signed to the same label. Look at a lot of artists that signed.
See, that's the thing. This is where the misconception is. She's not signed to them.
That's what they tell you. But guess what? Distribution is signed to them. Let me tell y'all something.
So we signed the one on one.
Yeah. Check it out. If I have a distribution company, right, or I have distribution, like let's just say I'm Cash Money, and I'm signed to Universal, that's my distributor.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I also have little imprint labels like Young Money, which was a group that put out a compilation album that came out as one group.
Okay.
When you're a group and you're a rapper, you are considered one artist. You know what I'm saying? So now y'all got to split all that shit up. So check this out. She was signed to Young Money when that album came out. That's part of the compilation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She was saying she was.
All right. Afterwards. Now, if she goes solo, she's not under that contract, you know what I mean, unless they want another album from that group. You know what I'm saying? So.
But
go ahead. But being that she is affiliated, it's still some clauses in there where, you know what I mean, you're not signed to them and you are signed to them, but, you know what I mean, you might not be signed to them, but one of them are owning that publisher, you know what I'm saying? Because Baby Them ain't, you know what I mean, they had Gilly there, you feel me? and the same shit.
Yeah, sure.
They had Gilly there. He doing work for the motherfuckers and shit, and then, you know, other shit going on. I'm just saying, like, front office shit. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, they, you came to them, they took you to the big dogs to go put your record out. You know what I mean? Once they put that record out, you know what I mean, pretty much got you by your motherfucking balls. Like, you can say I ain't signed them or nothing, but at the end of the day, when you see them checks and say Universal on it, and Cash Money is under Universal, you know what I mean?
There you have it. But,
that's real shit. You know what I mean? Hello, you know what I'm talking about, man.
That's the lawyer around the way, man. That nigga knows everything.
I ain't even got to get into that shit, you know what I'm saying? If you dumb not to research and do your contract, you know what I'm saying, and just sign some old dumb shit, you deserve to get fucked with no Vaseline. That's all that means.
Yeah. You know what, though? Nah, let's you can't say that because a lot of people, man, they get misled, man. You know what I mean? A lot of people, they you know what I'm saying? Like, some people can't even read.
And
some people
what?
That they trust, some people that they trust a lot, always turn around and burn them.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
You know what? That's why, like, y'all got to look at what we doing here, at First Fan Radio, man. Like, we giving y'all firsthand knowledge of the game. Like, this shit ain't no like for play, man. Like, you know what I mean? We really be out here doing this shit, man. You know what I mean? Y'all see the type of people we bring it to y'all doing live interviews with. That's gonna get y'all game. You know what I mean? About the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you want to be an artist in the game, you know what I mean? We got people like Carol Dorsey, man. You know what I mean? If y'all want to know anything about the game, tune in to her on Blog Talk Radio, man, from 12 to 1, 12 to 2, you know what I mean, every Saturday, man. You know what I mean? She's on giving everybody, and that's BG Aunt, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? She been with a platinum artist, you know what I mean? That's her nephew, you know what I mean? Like, she watched record sales go from nothing to something, you know what I'm saying? So, and she negotiated deals with, you know what I mean, to give them a label deal. She did all of it, you know what I mean? She come from around Baby and Ron, with Slim and them, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying,
yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? You want to soak up game, do your knowledge on it. You know what I mean? Especially if you're an independent artist, man. Don't be out here just, you know what I mean? All right, I'm nice. I'm going to drop a mixtape. You know what I mean? It's on that Piff. You know what I mean? Or it's on iTunes and shit. Because let me tell you something. Those are good outlets. But if you ain't got no promotion to fucking let anybody know where the fuck your shit at, to get them off of it or hypnotize them, your shit ain't on 40 blog talk radio shows. If it ain't on none of them, you know what I mean, on YouTube, then you ain't doing shit. You feel me? You have to get out here and grind, man. I'm just put that shit out there, man, because it's easy to be a rap artist, but it's hard as hell to fucking start, you know what I mean, grinding. Like, do your hustle. Like, how you going to get your buzz? How you going to get your name out there? You know what I mean? And the damn shit ain't rapping every fucking weekend at an open mic. Fuck that shit, you know what I mean? That's one open mic in the whole fucking city. You feel what I'm saying? You need to cover the city. Open mics in your city. Like, if you ain't got no tour bus to get everywhere that same, you know, different night, you ain't doing shit. You feel me? You gotta do it harder. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Hit that internet. The internet cover more ground than all that shit. You know what I'm saying? And then hit the street.
Yeah.
Hit the internet. Then hit the street. What I mean by hit the internet, you got three ways of doing it. You know what I mean? You hop on there, you do your internet radio, you do your, you know what I mean, your YouTube. And if you got your Reverb Nations and your Facebooks, there you go. You know what I mean? That's the start. You know what I mean? And you know, just get on your shit. There's other shit out there, of course, but your internet game got to be up, man. Like, this shit ain't, you know, look at the niggas coming out. The more they got their shit up. They got the internet. That's why the corny shit is outselling, you know what I mean? The motherfuckers, the corny niggas is flooding the fuck out the internet. You know what I mean?
We don't want to see no names, no fake ass niggas.
You know what I mean? So you got to ante up.
Yeah.
But I
that's dope, bro.
Oh, man.
Fool for thought.
I'm starting to say some names, man. Niggas is crazy, man. Like, shit is crazy right now, what I'm saying on the internet right now, man. Fake ass niggas calling in. Let me shut up, man.
Uh-oh.
Nah, it ain't none of the dudes that just called them, but Gizzy know who I'm talking about, man. That fake dude, man.
Hey, man. You know what I mean? But this is the business, though. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be dealing with a lot of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see. He's a little leech, I see. Little leech.
Oh. We have another one of those.
Yeah.
And you niggas is trying to leech. Y'all see, we are leech hunters.
We know.
It ain't nobody that we fuck with, you know what I mean? It ain't nobody that we fuck with and shit like that, you know what I mean? But you know, niggas called in here, tried to infiltrate the camp for a second, you know what I mean? They tried to infiltrate the camp. Niggas peeped them out, pushed them to the side, but they still a little, they on the nigga like back pocket right now still, though, I see.
But like Chill said, we going to go through adversity like that, but the type of niggas we around, the type of niggas we deal with on a daily basis. And we ain't just no niggas that get together on a radio show and be like, hey, what's up? Like, we fucks with each other. Like, on, you know what I mean? Like, for real. So, like, this is
our circle stay tight, man.
Yeah, like, for real. Like, our shit really don't get no bigger than what it is. And it probably won't. More than likely it won't. Because the three type of individuals that you're dealing with. You know what I mean? So it is what it is as far as we go. We good, though. As long as you got that raw, uncut, underground music, you independent, and you grinding, and you pushing, hey, man, we gonna tug a war with
and
you.
And not only that, if you on the show every motherfucking day, like, I'm going to just put this out, like, King Hollow on the show every fucking night. And this ain't the only show he's on and shit. You feel me? Like, whatever the fuck it is Hollow is out here fucking doing, man. That nigga's out here doing it. You know what I mean?
Nigga like a Mexican.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying, like, look how hard he takes the internet approach. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? He not just on one motherfucking site. You know what I mean? He ain't just here. Show everybody love. And he do what the fuck he do. You know what I mean? So, shout out to King Hollow. You know what I mean, man?
Oh, yeah. I appreciate it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just that if you don't have no kind of hustle mentality, where the fuck you going to be at? You know what I'm saying? You're going to be nowhere. Because I tell a lot of people, how you going to have a motherfucking be a hit artist and you ain't got no fans? Just like, you know what I'm saying? I got to give this shout out to this old lame bitch, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop savior. You know what I'm talking about? I hit you up just, you know what I'm saying, to see what you was about, whatever. You know what I'm saying? The first thing you ask me when I get on your page and say, when King Hollow came through, is you going to buy a single? What, bitch, you going to buy mine?
Mm-hmm. Nah.
Well, fuck.
Yeah. That's real shit, you man. You know what I mean? Shit, we're going to we'll bring J.R.
What does anybody else think about that?
Yeah.
Bring him in.
That's a good question. Start off 610. Y'all can start off with that one.
My man from out of town, ABA.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up? What's up, boy?
Yeah, you been listening in?
Yeah, talk about, you know, niggas infiltrating, phony niggas. I'm paying attention. Yeah,
man, because a lot of that shit going to come with it. You know what I mean? A lot of that shit going to come with the game.
Hey, this, like I said in my rhyme, you got to keep your circle tight because them clowns near. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Once you get up there at a certain age, man, you know a lot of niggas get you in trouble. Certain niggas keep you safe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, the type of niggas I choose to deal with is older people. You know, I fuck with old heads, man. I can't fuck with these young niggas. Like Votto said, listen to old head. These little niggas is ignorant. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, man, I got kids and all that. I got a family, so I don't fuck with young niggas, man. Not niggas my age. These niggas be too dumb and eager to do dumb shit. So, you know, I just keep my circle tight and fuck with old heads, man, because they the best ones that drop knowledge, and knowledge is power, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? So I soaks that up. Know that.
You know that.
Are you from Allentown, PA, or you from New York? Because I know a lot of cats. You from Allentown? Born and raised, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Born and raised, you know.
Okay.
I got a lot of family from New York. Like, my pops is originally from Brooklyn, New York. So, you know, I'm a PA nigga with a Brooklyn nigga attitude. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Hey, we got another call out 610, man. You know what I mean?
Get to him. You know, we got room for everybody.
610-466, live, First Fan Radio.
What's going on with your boy? It's your boy Cuban Da Vinci, the host of Live Music 99. I mean, Six and Belmont Productions. I mean, what's good with y'all? My man Hollow told me to call in, so I had to show some love, and I heard what y'all was talking about, man. Man Hollow had to go back and forth on this last night on my show, so it was going in. I had to, you know, be quiet, you know, for a minute, because him and my little promoter, you know what I mean, they was going back and forth about, you know, some crazy shit. But I definitely feel, you know, if you ain't grinding, you know, like we was talking about yesterday, if you not pushing your music, you know, out here on these corners, like you flipping this work, you ain't getting nowhere. If you just putting up on that piss, you know, and stuff like that, man, it ain't going nowhere. You just going to be sitting there wasting your time. You know, you got to get out here and help. You got to be at, like, different venues and everything.
Hey, Q, call me after the show, homie. Call me after the show, because I got some more shit to tell you, boy. It's funny as hell.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because like I was telling him, he picked up on that Blog Talk shit, and he kept it real with me. I kept it real with him, and we kind of, you know, collabed on that real shit because, you know what I'm saying, this some of the shit that Cole and Charles told me, you know what I'm saying? My boy Gizzy, you know what I'm saying? He told, because we used to sit there and talk all the time, you know what I'm saying? Gizzy be like, look, man, get on that hustle. Show these people what it is and shine. And that's the same thing Cypher would say, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I've been doing lately, you know. So shouts out to First
Know That
for showing me what that real hustle, you know what I'm saying, was really about. And that's what I'm trying to bring to these artists that I'm raising. You know what I'm talking about? Look, if you ain't got no hustle, no ambition, you ain't getting nowhere.
Yeah, definitely. You definitely not, man. Like, you got to look at the game right now. It has changed over the years. I remember when you can get all your DJ equipment, you had to buy, I'm talking about recording equipment and anything, separately, yo. The interface was separate, you feel me? Like, the DR, you know what I mean, 670 was a drum machine by itself, then you had to buy a BR-8 to go with that, and then a mixer, and then a sampler, and then, you know what I mean, now they got everything, you know, compiled in one fucking computer program, and you know what I mean, you good to go. So they already started the hustle for you. They like, the record companies is becoming obsolete, man. That's why the money ain't what it is no more. You know what I mean? A lot of your favorite artists you running into ain't got no money because the record game ain't what it is no more. You know what I mean?
I really think, you know, like a lot of dudes out here, they be talking about, you know, I'm going to rap, I'm going to do this, and, you know, I'm going to put myself on the YouTube. But, you know, like I said, you know, you got to be out in the streets for real and move these units out here. Like,
that's,
you really
got
to be out here grinding. Like, I know when I go to different states, like, I mean, my pops, you know, he down in Pensacola, Florida right now, you know what I mean? But when I come down there, I'm going to have them CDs ready. You know what I mean? Like, I'm grinding. That's what I do. That's my job. You know, I grind everywhere.
You know what, and the thing is, like, you got to, you know, like, I'm going to give y'all experience of mine, you know what I mean? This ain't for everybody to do, you know what I mean? But I'm going to put it out there. If it help you, it help you, you know what I mean? Like, I used to go and press up my own CDs and I'll go to work, come home, and I'll spend my little side money, the little play money, I'll spend on pressing my mixtapes up, right?
Okay.
And once I used to have, I had like 200 of them. I'm like, all right, this one I'm going to start out with today. But I was on this cocky shit at the time. I was like, man, I'm about to go out and sell them for $5. And because I'm seeing the DVD man out there, the bootlegger, you know what I mean? He out to get his shit on. And he don't want me to come stand by him. He like, get the fuck away from me, you know what I mean? Like, nigga, I'm going to, you know what I mean, you going to fuck my shit up, so... I'm like, I ain't got what you got. You feel me? I got me. You know what I mean? He's like, oh, man. I done seen everybody do that when you ain't going to be out here long. You feel me? So I was trying niggas check for $5. So, you know, when you spending $5 or you charging a nigga $3, they hit you with the guy going to the store and get change. And that, you know what I mean? And it's almost like, motherfucker. I switched the whole approach up. I was like, as long as I get a dollar off of each of these motherfuckers, man, I'm going to sell out fast. I know everybody got a damn dollar on them, you know what I mean, that I'm going to run into 9 times out of 10, you know what I mean? Or even if they got 50 cents and I stack this money and don't touch it, it's going to look like something, you know what I mean? It's going to give me
even
a start.
If you pressed up 1,000 of them shits, man, and sold them for $1, you still making $1,000 and you still doubling what the fuck, probably tripling what the fuck you spent on CDs.
Exactly.
Probably more than that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's real rap, though. Even if you did go down like that, you still making a stack of more.
But check
it
out.
I mean?
Now let's look at a record deal contract right now real quick. You know what I mean? We go there and they like, all right, well, look, we'll give you 94 cents off a record. You know what I mean? Each record sold or whatever. You know what I mean? Okay, let's just say you really did go platinum off of that. You made $1 million for them and shit. Now, everything that went into them spending, you know what I mean, to press up that shit, promote it, market it, everything, travel expenses, all that's coming out, that $1 million you just made for them. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And then the taxes and everything, going down to the taxes to, you know what I mean, you know, and if you got a tab on a jury, you know what I mean? Shit.
Yeah.
Keep it all funky with you. Why you think niggas don't got them chains when they leave and shit?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hey.
Yeah. But I mean, you got to look at the aspect of it. You understand? If you dumb as fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, if you dumb as fuck, and this is the kind of shit that you sign, like, let's go back to Roscoe Dash, like me and Cuban were talking about.
A lot of
you
people don't know it, though. Hello? Like, they don't know they're going to get jerked when they, like, they come in. Check this out. If not, let me tell you like this. It's somewhere right now, somebody who don't know what the fuck going on with this game. You know what I mean? They probably even listening and they don't know shit about the contracts. They don't shit about shows. They just know how to rap. And they like, look, nigga, I'm nasty. You know what I mean? I could rap. I got bars. You know what I mean? And we take them in and sign them to a contract. And they make all this money and people off of them. But they just made you all this money. And you like, all right, well, you know what I mean? Really, I took you from nothing. You know what I mean? And put you in a studio, my hotel, my limousines, all my strippers fucked you. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, you know, all the shit that you was provided with as an artist, and you ain't no shit about the other side of this. Yeah, you're gonna be broke at the end of the day, right or wrong?
Yeah, you're right. You're broke. You're right. You're motherfucking broke because, like I say, you know, if you're a real artist, you're gonna research this shit. You're gonna Google this shit. You're gonna study this shit because this is the shit that you're gonna run into if you're a hot artist. Gonna run into a manager contract. Like I said, let's throw this Roscoe Dash shit again. You know what I'm saying? This nigga high and drunk off pills, you signed a fucking 70-30. A 70-30. Your manager gets 70% of your shit. You get 30%, basically. That's what that means. You know what I'm saying? On the basis. So basically, like Homeboy did, you know what I'm saying? Because me, personally, we would have gotten to a fist fight and a shootout. 25 bands.
Nah, you know something? This would kill me, too, man. I don't want to cut you off, Hollow, but the shit that kills me is this right here. We got manager. What the fuck is a manager, man? Think about it. Like, you need somebody to tell you what the fuck your music career is going to be. Like, you should know who the fuck you are as an artist. Like, you know what I mean? If you know you want to go out here and do live shows, so fuck, go get out there, network, and talk to the people that makes that happen. You know what I mean? You can
but
be your own manager.
But that goes again, though, because everybody's not manageable. You know what I mean? Everybody don't have them business skills or social skills. You know what I'm saying? To talk to people, talk to them execs or them people about business the right way. You know what I mean? It's a lot of people, when they say a sentence, they can't even curse. It's a curse word in every line. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't want to hear that. You can't even do an interview on the radio.
So that's where the manager comes in and tries to
help you out on your rights and your wrongs and help you out to get further. You know what I mean?
I feel that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm
a
just
manager
saying, like,
handles the legal end of what you can't handle because you don't have the knowledge of it. You
the
understand?
Knowledge, exactly.
Every
you know
artist,
all the
legal shit of what he got to do. All the artists is not going to study the business end of this shit. Every artist right now that's jumping in the game right now is thinking, you know what I'm saying, if I rap and make a hot record and it sell, you know what I'm saying, I get money. But that's not the case. Your manager is the one that's going to fight for you.
It's a lot of artists out there right now that are just hire their family that went to college. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that got some type of, all right, if I'm rapping right now and I know I'm about to blow, all right, you going to school right now, you're going to school for business and all this
business
other stuff. You know what I'm saying? This is, and pretty soon, that person that you groomed in your family to be there, that's going to be your manager all of a sudden. You know what I mean? That's how black people is doing it, like, nowadays. You know what I mean? We ain't going out to see all these other people that we don't know that's really going to, their whole attention is for them. You know what I mean? Like, if you get signed, you ain't really getting none of the money or nothing. The manager is and all that shit. You know what I mean? Like,
we gonna fuck
that's
with
why people hire family
looking out
now.
For our best interest. And plus, the only reason we fucking with family because we know we got to see them motherfuckers daily. You know what I'm talking about?
You
know, don't get my money, we gonna fade. Point blank, period. I'm not trying to hit, you know what I'm saying, this and that. It is what it is. It do what it do. That's why we hire family.
I want to ask Cuban something real quick, right? You know what I mean? Because, you know, he's in the radio field with us. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Q.
What's good?
All right. Now this thing I'm going to ask you. Far as the music industry right now, what would you say is the most, you know what I mean, popular way that everyone is hearing the music right now?
Say this again?
I said what's the most popular way everyone is accessing music today?
Most What, to get a hold of the music?
Yeah, like what's
yeah,
right
the most.
Now? What's
like
the most
where do you hear that
tune?
The most or see commercials or anything at? Like hear commercials.
Like what's the most popular tool the industry is using right now to get music to people?
And the internet.
The internet. Now let me ask you this, right? Now check where I'm going with this. All right, if you're an independent artist, right, and you wanted to get signed, right, you would go to a big corporation like, let's just say, CBS. CBS has they own their communication company that owns TV and mad satellites, right or wrong?
Okay. Right.
All right, they own major networks and shit. They got TV shows and everything. So you're like, all right, well, I want to go to them and I want to put out a TV show. You know what I mean? I want to shoot a couple episodes and they view them or whatever and shit. You know what I mean? But they're like, nah, the only way we're going to do this with you is you got to play by our rules. We want you to put this little dress on, or we want you to put this on, or whatever they want. Not just, you know what I mean, a dress, but whatever they want you to do is the way they want you to do business with them. And you like, nah, I can't put on that. You know what I mean? I don't want to fuck with that shit like that. You know what I mean? So you don't get on with them. But you come home and you have the internet like YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And YouTube allows you to do what? You can pretty much do whatever videos you want or whatever type of show you wanted to put together, you can put together and broadcast it yourself and get the same fans or viewers that the TV would give you. You know what I mean? With the internet, you know what I mean? Like that's like you combat you competing with them right now off the internet versus the TV satellite. You know what I'm saying? Which is, I think the internet catches just as many people as the motherfucking TV does.
We definitely catch a lot of attention off the internet. You know what I mean? Because it's like right now actually we are competing against the big commercial radios. You know what I mean? Because we say whatever the fuck is on our mind. We ain't got nothing to have, nothing to be censored. Nobody tell us, a way how to talk. Promote our own music and everything. Like, and you get more people that tune into these online radios, and they'll sit there and hit you, maybe if they got your Twitter or Facebook, and be like, yo, I heard that joint last night or whatever. You know what I mean? So people definitely is really listening to the internet radios. You know what I mean? Because you got everything is broke down now. You know what I mean? You got you might just got like a genre for hip hop. You might just got a genre for rock and roll, you know what I mean, for gospel or folk music. Or you just got a radio station just for, talking. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Different situations. And people definitely do listen in. I mean these commercial radios, as far as me, I ain't really signing to nobody. You know what I mean? Like I always tell people, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not signing to them and have them jerk me out of my money. If I can make $1 million on my own by doing all this, what I need y'all for?
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. They just want their hands in the pot so they can get a cut, and they say, oh, we'll give you this and we'll give you that, just for a little bit of fame. But, why should I sell my soul, and my music to y'all? And y'all changed my whole style of living and, my ways of talking to people and everything. I mean, I just read that article from the XXL last night with a baby in that joint. Man, that joint was so, inspiring. You know what I mean? Like, this man, he was on top, back in, 98, 97, and he came back. You know what I mean? Now he got Wayne on top. But, as an independent artist, as an independent label holder, I mean, he's doing it. But, he didn't, change up his swag. He just stayed hood. You feel me? As that aspect. He definitely said that, he used his own money. So, when shit was going wrong with Cash Money, he still had his own money he was dishing out, and that's what's up, and that's the type of stuff that we need to realize, we got to invest our money. I mean, I always try to tell, a couple of my artists or whatever, you got to invest your money. If you don't invest your money, you're not going nowhere,
No doubt, that's real, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of artists, You know what I mean? They think once you get the money, it's like, all right, I got to feed everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got 30 niggas with me. You know what I mean? Then let me put this shit out there, too, oh, man. You could take 30 niggas with you, right? And they going to represent the fuck out you. You know what I mean? And it might be your loyalist niggas. You know what I mean? But it's going to be a few. I ain't saying all of them. It's going to be a few that want to do something that's going to reflect on all y'all and fuck the money up, man. And it always happened, man.
And it never fails.
You know what I'm saying?
It never fails for the simple fact.
And it'd be little shit, you know what I mean?
Nah, I'm going to tell you what it be. It be, I know Hollow got me. I know Chill got me. I know Cypher Dow got me because they on now. So any bullshit that I do with the law, nigga, I could bail out. Why? Because I have these seven niggas on my side.
Yeah, I agree with that. Look, we got another call that joined us, man, out the 901 area code, 947. You live, First Fan Radio.
Stanley Clayton, what it do? Memphis, Tennessee, South Memphis, Tennessee,
oh,
to be exact. We in the hood, baby. You know what I'm saying? We holding it down, for sure.
Stanley, what up, big?
What it do, son? I'm chilling.
Sound like you leaning right now, play. Real tough.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I was just listening to that Machiavelli. I had it bouncing off the whole street and shit. They probably called the police and shit.
Ah,
oh,
shit.
That's,
you know,
crazy,
that
now, man. Let everybody know, you know what I mean, what you got going on, man.
Well, right now, I'm really trying to build bonds and relationships with people because I feel like that's key in, you know, trying to do what I'm trying to be. You know, worldwide, that's how I am. That's how my spirit is. I like to, you know, chat with everybody, holler at everybody, you know, go here, go there. I ain't scared. I don't fear nobody but God. So, you know, I feel like, you know, I could go any place. You know, so I'm trying to go to Israel or somewhere, you know, Africa. I'm trying to go over there and represent.
I want to do one of them numbers.
I want the Africa run.
I want the
Dunbar,
Egypt, man. I just want to go the pyramids are, man.
I got a homie in Dunbar, Mike Menzie. He's trying to do some tracks with me, and I got a producer, Jazz Pal Singh. He's staying in Birmingham, UK. So they working with me, you know what I'm saying? They just, you know, everything.
Man, put your info out there for everybody, homie. Put your Twitter and all that out there. Facebook, man. Network,
Facebook,
man.
Stanley Clinton. Just type Stanley Clinton in. Y'all can look me at I should be the first one that come up on the pop-off thing. And, Twitter, I am Memphis Rap. So, you know what I'm saying? Follow me, I'll follow y'all back, you know what I'm saying? Because that's hood, you know what I'm saying? Free Lil Boosie, badass, all that.
Yeah, super show, man.
Free Boost, man. You all
right. R.I.P. Pimp C. R.I.P. Pimp C, every time you say it.
Don, too, man. We got Jay Stacks to Don out of Noonan, Georgia. And
ATL.
Jay Stacks.
What up, what up, what it do, Pippin?
We ain't forget about you, homie. We getting everybody in here. Let everybody know who you be.
Man, this boy Jay Stack the Dumb, man. Noonan, Georgia, GA stand up, super unit representing the Savage Debt, Savage Life all day, every day, man. What it do, man? Shout
super
out to First
Unit.
Man.
We in the building.
Shout out to my boy King Hollow. What it do, partner?
I'm super unit dudes, man, y'all, man. I got my eye on y'all, man. Y'all getting kind of deep on my goddamn show, man. You know what I'm saying? I got my eye on you, motherfucker.
Hey,
yeah, that's
real
out
here.
Super unit.
You know what I'm
saying? That's what's up.
We got one more, man. We got Cypress from Apex Music
Club.
Let everybody know who you be, man. Come on, Cypress.
Yeah, you already know, Big Dog. I know I'm coming at the end only, but it's always First Family, ApexMusicClub.com. Let's get it. Georgia, what's happening?
Yeah.
You already know, man. You know what I'm saying? We up in here just doing some networking, man, some real talk. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of people, I mean, got different things going on, man, but the same movement, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's what I like about this shit. You know what I mean? When it's different, you know, people from
for the same movement
from across, you know what I mean, the globe, man. Like, you could fold the music industry if you look at this internet shit. If every unsigned artist was to unite and every radio station, every music producer, man, we could shut that whole shit down. Hollywood wouldn't be Hollywood no more, man. We got the trades and talent.
Hollywood.
We got the talent. We got talent. We flip.
Yeah.
Stop playing that commercial shit in the club. If you're a DJ, start playing these underground niggas. I bet you. You'll see progress.
It'll be Hollywood. It won't be Hollywood. It'll be Hollywood, homie.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
They'll be coming to the hood trying to get in, man. That's real crazy
because, like, I'm ready to put a smash on these DJs for me to keep playing all that commercial music, man. Like, I got my radio station, you know, it's a Live Music 99 Volume 1, you know what I mean? And I'm going to be telling every DJ, you know, if you ain't spending these independent artists, y'all getting shut down.
Real
good. You know what I mean? Because it's the real music right here. Like, everybody always talking about, you know, they on that hood shit, you know what I mean, and they getting paper. Well, if you really getting paper, play that hood shit right there. Play that real shit, not that commercial shit, you know, they be lying to you and all this crazy mess. Like,
no,
you
know,
that's real talk, dog. Real.
Like, I mean, I love independent music, you know, especially from everywhere, because you hear the struggle. I mean, you hear it straight from the heart, like, you know, how people's, you know, success is coming up, and, you know, you hear how people, you know, struggling on the street. I mean, you hear the pain. So, like, when you go see, you know, an independent artist go do a show or whatever, and he just tearing it down on the mic, you like, damn, that shit go hard. Like, you pouring that shit out. Like, I mean, because he wants you to hear him. You know, it ain't like, you know, like we these big commercial bulls and we just go ahead and get paid, you know what I mean? And then we go on stage and do like a 2-3 minute song, you know, and that's it. Like, nah, I tell, you know, artists, because I got this upcoming show in August called Trying to Be Heard. You know, I'm just like, I'm giving cats, you know, half hours. Go ahead and spit, like, you know, sell them tickets. Get on your grind, like, you know.
Mm.
At the same time, I'm making money, but at the same time, I'm showing y'all how to make money, you know, for yourselves, you know. Push them tickets, you know, tell people to come out and see y'all. You know what I mean, you got that message that you want to deliver, like, you want to rock the crowd. Like, I mean, everywhere I go, man, I rock the crowd or whatever. Even if these boys ain't even up out of their chairs, they always come to me at the end of the joint, be like, yo, I like that joint. That shit was hot. You know what I mean? And, another thing, I'm going to tell y'all, there's this website that I'm on. You know, shout out to my man, DJ Stash Money, from Philly and whatever. Go on his website.
Go on
his website, because this is for independent artists, promoters, you know, photographers, everything. It's called www.state2state.com. And when you put the two in, put the number two in, state2statemixtapes.ning.com. You know, sign up on that joint, and, you know, we all get the networking, you know what I mean? And we got, you know, you get discounts on everything from graphic designs, you know. He'll keep you in touch with, you know, some shows and whatever. And if y'all got some shows wherever y'all at, you know, we just keep in touch, and we can just keep it moving.
No doubt. I'm all for that,
hold up. Or join that goddamn www.goddamnsupaunit.com. And you know what I'm saying? We doing the same goddamn thing. You feel me? And like I said, not to cut him off or nothing, but he already know what it is with us, man. But we 50 states wide. We doing this. We promoting you. We work as a family. We move as a unit, because unity is the key. You already know all that good bullshit, blah, 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 blah.
King got a little crazy to the motherfucker. But nah, we definitely got the information.
Running out of time, man.
State2statemixtapes.ning.com. That's N-I-N-G if you don't know how to spell Ning. You know what I mean? And my man Q just put it out there for y'all. Q, man, you gotta keep coming by, man. We'll do the same, you know what I mean? We gotta do a lot of networking, man, together, man.
Oh, definitely, you know. Shout out, you know, my man, you know, King Hollow, for putting me on. Like, I've been up here, you know, putting these videos up and networking like crazy. I just had to, you know, stop on my man Old Styles radio station before he went off and whatever. I just be doing so much networking and, you know, trying to get this music out. My man on my label and whatever, he just got done doing his video and everything. So I just been posting that joint up all crazy, you know, on the Facebook. So, you know, that joint good right now, you know what I mean? I'm working on my, I shot like the first half of my video today and everything. But, man, like, I stay busy. So, you know, I'm definitely, I'm following y'all right now. So, as soon as I hop on here, I mean, I'm definitely going to tune in, you know, and, you know, try to get my best interest. And plus, I'm going to be sending y'all some music, too.
Man, please do, man. We what I'm trying to do, man, we trying to work with every radio station on the internet, man. Y'all send us music, we send y'all music. We send music, and we putting all these artists out, man.
Just
you know what
like
saying?
Basketball cards back in the day. I give you my John Stockton for your John Stockton.
You got it. We see you, nigga. What's the dilly?
Come on, man. You already know I got to tune in. I'm a little late, but, man, I'm here, man. You know, shout out to everybody out there doing their motherfucking thing, man. Got it in the building, man.
She got him.
You know what I mean? Well, tomorrow, man, we on 7 days a week, man, 9:30, 11:30 Eastern time, man. You know what I mean? And we support everybody that support everybody that support us.
Ooh, like that.
Already.
Like that.
Already.
Index finger, middle finger, man. We out of here, man. It's about to go down. No, so I know First Fan Radio. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in tonight. We out of here. Yeah.
When they talk about me, they talk about a king, they talk about a boss, they talk about a hood, when they talk about a shoot, they talk about a boy, they talk about a mort, they talk about a bus. When they talk about me, they talk about a king, they talk about a boss, they talk about a hood, when they talk about a shoot, they talk about a boy, they talk about a mort, they talk about a bus.
Cause I get money every day, keep money every day,
right?
Cause I get money every day, keep money every day.
My name in the combo, gotta be Dolo involved, that's what I'm known for. Born from the H, got them all hooked, no menthol, pounds like hoes, making sure they get all. Mini man, quick bucks, meaning get the quick buck. Slow money's no money, they know what's up, ass, cause I clock that. That's what life is, you can tell I pass that, it's on the light. 100 for the car, belly whip, 20 for the watch, ill need tick. Hoes, no hooks, got bait for your bitch. Chained in the chomps, how niggas going fish. Oh, one, back in the foul with my show, for can't get shit found, no, yeah. AMI and LO, yeah, go.
When they talk about me, they talking about a king, they talking
on the 10 East to the 15 where the casinos be. In the projects, we had a couple of freaks. Give them a couple of days and move whatever we bring. In a couple of weeks, we had a couple of G's. Met a couple of fiends. I had a couple of things. Ass was on my G-R-I-N-D. Nigga, what the fuck? When they talk about me, huh? They talking about a king. Talking about a boss. Talking about a hustler running these streets. Getting that off. Doing my thing. I ain't never been a buster. You know my C. Money over B's. I do not want her. I do not trust her. And all I need is my cheese. So when they say Nipsey, they know to say hustle.
When they talk about money every day.
Right.
Cause I get money every day, get money every day.
Right.
Cause I get money every day, get money every day.
You know me, man.
Cause I get money every day.
Yeah. When they talk about math, they talk about cash and all that trash about hitting my stash. I'm talking about mags coming out the dash. Show gon' blast first nigga that track. Came from the app and I ain't going back. Lessons in the new coupe whipping that lamb. Pop told me they just want your hand. Never let them get close enough to get that chance. Time about bricks, I ain't taking trips. Interstate hot, so I'll probably get shipped. Keep these hoes out of my shit. Track star picks always running they clips. I tell a nigga quick, I need that bread. You notice that closed mouth don't get fed. Counting my chips, shaking my head. And all y'all fucks trying to follow my trend.
Man. They talking about a king, they talking about a boss, they talking about a hood, they talking about a shoot, they talking about a boy, they talking about a mort, they talking about a bus, they talking about me, they talking about a king, they talking about a boss, they talking about a hood, they talking about a shoot, they talking about a boy, they talking about a mort, they talking about a bus.
Cause I get money every day, keep money every day. Cause I get money every day, keep money every day. Cause I get money every day, keep money every day. Cause I get money every day, keep money every day.